This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details. FUBAR!
Welcome to FUBAR Radio. This is The Rock Show with me, Joel Dommett, and Ed Gamble. And to rock the start off...
Ruined it.
Damn it! I was going so well, Ed!
Put a song on, you idiot.
You know, when you start a sentence, you have no idea how it's going to... Finish. That was the finish.
You're an idiot. Put Joel Priest on. This is the worst show ever. Put Judas Priest on.
It's on, mate. It's Joel Priest.
FUBAR.
Some Judas Priest there, just slowing down towards the end, just like me and you, Ed.
We slow down from the beginning and then just wind it down to a grinding halt for the next 3 hours. Welcome to the Rock Show on FUBAR Radio with me, Ed Gamble,
and Joel Dommett.
That's you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. We're just checking. That was Judas Priest, All Guns Blazing.
We started All Guns Blazing, right, Ed?
I think we have, by playing that song, in a way.
You were like, Joel, Ed, can I do the intro today? And you were like, yeah, Joel, don't mess it up.
Don't mess it up. And you screwed it up straight away.
Straight away. It's because I had the pressure of you saying, don't mess it up, Ed. Do you know what I mean?
Don't mess it up.
I just don't see that's the pressure.
Even the sentence referring to it, you managed to mess up. You're ridiculous, mate.
So much pressure on my shoulders, Ed.
On your shoulders? I'm really tired. We're both very tired. This is the build-up to Edinburgh, which means we've both decided to really overwork ourselves in preparation for a month of the hardest work of our lives. So we're going slightly mad, but that was from one of the best metal albums ever.
Oh,
Painkiller.
I can hear a truck.
Yeah, we've got all the windows open. It's absolutely boiling in here, so for today, we're going to have all the windows open. If a truck goes by, you'll just hear that truck. Trucks happen in real life, guys.
Embrace it.
Let's imagine
it's just pulling off.
It's just there it goes.
I feel like I'm on the Archers.
Someone might get killed outside. This is a dodgy part of London, so...
It's just like, we should make it like a little Radio 4 play.
Yeah, every time a truck goes by, we'll do a play called The Truckers.
Okay.
Right, what do you want your character name to be?
My name's Johnny Priest.
Johnny Priest, that's a good name.
Because it came because
you're literally connecting things that are happening in your head.
That's the way my brain works.
My name's Tony Microphone. So Johnny Priest and Tony Microphone. Where's Johnny Priest from?
He's from North.
Oh, can't think of a place, Joe. That's weird, isn't
it? North, because I was going to go London, but I thought that's too obvious because I'm in it.
North.
He's from North.
Right. North.
From above, you know, past the wall.
Scotland?
No, not that far north.
Not that wall?
No, it's just...
Which wall?
The wall, Game of Thrones. It was a reference to Game of Thrones, Ed.
Well, that is technically Scotland. I mean, I know everyone thinks, oh, what a brilliant imagination George R. R. Martin's got, right? But all he's done is just, he's got England, and then he's put a wall, Hadrian's Wall, and then wildlings live above it. Scotland. So that's all it is. It's anti-Scottish propaganda.
Is Hadrian or Adrian's?
It's not Adrian's Wall, mate.
Just checking. I
mean,
know.
We find out new things about you every week now. Adrian's Wall.
I thought maybe
Adrian's Wall. What? Sorry, it just sounds like someone's got an allotment. Your cousin Adrian. He's only gone and got an allotment, started building a wall.
I thought maybe like the BBC World Cup coverage, or the ITV's World Cup coverage bought it, and it was an Adrian Charles sort of advertisement.
Yeah. Well, it's not a thing anymore, Joel.
No. Oh, so is it just completely not there anymore? This is what I was going to ask.
There are like chunks of it, I think.
Oh, wait, trucks going past.
Hello, Johnny.
Hello,
Tony. You can't even remember
Tony.
My name.
Hello, Tony.
No, fuck, the play's over.
Shit.
This shows you... I'm a little bit quieter now. This shows you the quality of the equipment at FUBAR. Joel thumped the table, which you shouldn't do as a radio presenter. My microphone just went and fell down. Back on mic.
This is going to be a really fun show, Ed.
It's
really
going to be really fun. I don't think we're going to remember it straight after we've done it. I mean, we're pre-recording, but I might actually listen back to this one.
Yeah.
I'm excited about it. We've got some genuinely good music from me.
Some good ones from me as well, Ed.
Look, I thought we'd taught you so much over the previous, like, how many have we done? 6 or 7 weeks? 8 weeks? Right, I thought, Joel's learning, we're teaching him, he's investigating new music. You've put Static X and Mudvayne in the same week.
Third tier,
early 2000s metal bands.
It's getting to that point, though, isn't it?
What point? Where you've run out of music?
Yeah.
There's so much new music out there, mate. I've been discovering new bands all week.
Well, I'm really excited. I was really excited about it. But it's because I mentioned Static X last week on our music feature with the music and food thing.
Look, I used to love Static X. I've seen them live three
really?
Times. Yeah. I saw them in America in a casino when I was on a school trip.
Why not?
Right, and then I saw them at the LA 2, supported by Raging Speedhorn.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Raging Speedhorn on the cob.
Right, this brings us to our other feature, right, which is metal foods and drinks. Some great puns coming in last week. We've got a few more this week.
We've got so many. The reaction... Oh, there's another truck going past. I think we... Oh, Tony.
It, yeah.
You, where are you driving from?
Somerset.
Somerset?
Yes.
Oh, it's a long drive, that.
Well, no, I'm only going to just outside Somerset.
Oh, just outside? Whereabouts? At Crewkerne?
Yes.
Yes. Nelson Mandela.
I am driving to Crewkerne. I am a trucker now. I drive from Somerset to just outside Somerset.
Well, this...
I am a free man.
Welcome to The Rock Show. What we do is we parody dead people.
Oh, he's not dead, is he?
Oh, I'm sorry to...
And on that bombshell, I think we should probably play a track.
Absolutely. What should we go? Oh, I'm very excited that you picked this track, Ed. Very excited indeed. One of my faves, one of your faves, one of everyone's faves. Here we go. This is Korn, spelled K-O-R-N. Korn on the cob.
Ed Gamble and Joel Dummett. They've got massive rock.
Doesn't make sense.
I saw David Morgan at Latitude Festival last weekend. The man who does...
The man of the voices.
The man of the voices. He is quite embarrassed to do a lot of those.
I didn't realise they were making him, you know, like with a sort of a weapon.
Yeah, they have a weapon right behind him, which only encourages it.
Pointing a gun to his head and saying, say, getting the massive rocks off. I don't want to. It's just not actually... It doesn't make sense. It's a joke.
If I was doing that, I would go, this doesn't make sense. Maybe we could change it a little bit. Maybe they're not paying him enough for that.
Yeah, it's true.
Latitude was fun, though, man.
Yeah,
not
myself.
A very metal festival.
No.
Literally no bands on that I wanted to see.
None at all.
In fact, the only one bringing any sort of rock or metal was you, Joel Dommett.
Thanks, mate.
Playing Korn on the main stage.
I know.
It's not the main stage, on the comedy stage.
Comedy stage. It's pretty main, though, isn't it?
Can I just say, anyone going to Edinburgh and listeners of The Rock Show should go and see Joel Dommett, because it's brilliant and it's funny. And also, if you were into new metal in the 2000s, you've got an extra little treat.
Oh, just little nuggets of stuff that people might not get in the general population. But if you do get it, oh, sweet, sweet love.
Yeah, but it's just a little extra bit. I thought it was very funny anyway.
Thank you, mate.
I tweeted about how good you were. I didn't get any love back from you.
Did you?
Yeah. You were still at the festival, mate.
I don't know whether I got this.
Right, well, I'm fine. I'm going to now find the tweet.
I don't remember getting it. If I got a tweet...
Look, I'm well aware.
I texted you and said you were really good. You didn't text me back.
Well, that's because I didn't get any...
Yeah, fumble.
Well, then you wouldn't do it in public, though, would you?
I would do it in public, actually.
Right, let's find this tweet. And I know, I'm well aware that it's not gracious to compliment someone and then tell everyone that you've done it, right? And then demand something back. But that's what's going to be happening right now while I scroll back through my tweets.
Yeah, well, I'll take you the text that I said you make that you didn't text back to. Let's have a compliment.
If at Joel Dommett, so I've tagged you in, if at Joel Dommett at Latitude is any indicator of how good his Fringe show will be, you need to go and see it in August. Oh, utterly brilliant.
Utterly brilliant. That is a really nice thing to say.
And I got two retweets, one from someone who I don't know, and one from Penny Dommett, aka your mother.
She's a big fan.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. See, this is the thing. Would it be acceptable
for me to retweet that?
Thank you, Amanda, for our drinks.
Would it be acceptable for you to retweet that?
I think not.
No.
But I'd favourite it.
Yeah, you can favourite it all you like.
I would. I text you, didn't I? Nicely.
Did you?
I said, good job, great job today, mate. Everyone backstage was saying great things when you were on. Really nice. Thanks for the nice intro.
Yeah, but I probably got it after I left Latitude, didn't I? Because there was no 3G. This isn't interesting to anyone.
I think it is, mate. I think it's interesting to know.
But anyway, you use Korn in your show.
I did.
You talk about Papa Roach. It's exciting, mate.
It is exciting.
I can't wait for the show.
It's really exciting. It gets everyone on board just to play some really loud music.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
I love it.
Wish I did it earlier in my set, actually. But yeah, I really enjoyed Latitude.
You were very good. You were very good indeed.
Thank you. So are you, mate.
But it's good to get back to a bit of rock and metal, isn't it?
You gave me a nice... Your intro, I should probably address that.
Ah, yeah. Do you want me to repeat what my intro was?
Right. Pretend we're actually doing it.
Okay, Romesh Ranganathan had just been on stage.
Yeah.
So Romesh came off. I basically had to talk for about 5 minutes while everyone left. Because they were like, oh, who's this? Who's Joel Domé? I'm not into this guy.
Who's this guy?
They actually all, they were good as gold. They all kind of sat there. So I just took.